hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Twas the night before the game, and all through the South, the haters were a-hatin' and a-runnin' their mouths. From up there in Huntsville to down in Mobile, it's the same thing every year. Yeah, you know the deal. Coach Gus and Coach Nick were asleep in their beds, while visions of victory danced in their heads. And all round the state, all the fans were awaiting, 'cause they knew the dawn would bring hellacious tailgating. Hot dogs and burgers, chicken wings and ribs. Bring on the wet naps, bring on the bibs. All the fans were a-wearing their colors and hats. They knew soon they would drink more beer than you could shake a stick at. And with a bright flash, the dawn it soon came. It's time to get up. It's time for the game. Many were coming. They'd spent a pretty penny to make sure that on game day they'd be at Bryant-Denny. Alabama on one side, Auburn on the other. Is this gonna be a war? You bet your boots, brother. First the anthem, the coin toss. Now kickoff's at hand. And up rose a roar, the loudest roar in the land. The war eagle was flying, the tide it would roll. It's time for the start of this year's Iron Bowl. Then up in the cheap seats, there came a strange sound. Everyone fell quiet, everyone turned around. And there in the nosebleed section, he stood all alone, laughing and happy like a dog with a bone. Everyone was confused. They didn't know what to do. Then someone yelled out,
"Ain't that Coach Ed from LSU?"
Coach Ed ran to the field, to the 50-yard mark. And then in that unmistakable bark, he yelled at both teams.
"No matter what you do here, remember, I beat both your asses this year."
Then he hitched up his britches and away he ran. Jumped over the mascots and got out through the concession stand. And we all heard him say, as butt he did haul,
"What I said in the locker room after the Bama game, that goes for both of y'all."
Google gave me a bum steer, man. I thought the game was in Bryant-Denny Stadium. That's my bad, yeah.
That's okay.
That's not
perfect. Can't be perfect.
From the luxurious studios high atop the Greg Budell building here at 4101 Broad Street, Blue Water Broadcasting, that is, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, where we talk a lot about, how about that? I just hit it just perfect.
How you get that good?
Years and years of
experience. That's how you get that good.
Years and years of failure. That's what it was.
No.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a man who'll give you information so good about your money, you'll want to jump back and kiss yourself. It's David Ernest.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And, you know, we got a full house tonight. We do.
We have a lot.
There Roll you go. Tide. There you go. Roll Tide.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear a war eagle. Let's hear that
war
one.
War eagle.
Oh, there we go.
In the house.
We've got Grasshopper here. Grasshopper Papa is here. My lovely wife, Donna, is here with us. Of course, the two of us and
We've got our mixed couple, our mixed marriage here, an Auburn fan and an Alabama fan.
And Roll Tide.
There we go. And tonight, guess what the topic is tonight? Cooperation in a marriage when it comes to your finances and your retirement, but also when it comes to Iron Bowl.
Yeah, how do you guys do? We're going to get to that, but you know, how long are y'all married now?
25 years.
I had to think on that one. I'm sorry. I'm old.
Oh man, you should write that down. You should really, you should really be Johnny on the spot.
Hey, Roll Tide anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I do his thinking for him.
The first 25 years we were married. We got married on the 24th of. The 24th of September. Every year, 25 years. I swear, I got all the anniversary stuff on the 23rd and gave it to her. And she finally said something. You know, we got married on the 24th, don't you? I said, have you ever missed a gift? Have you ever not got something by the 24th? But so I did that for almost 25 years.
He keeps looking at her like he didn't.
I'm,
you folks out there in radio land.
Because we've been married 36 years now, and I know, you know, I just don't, you know, she's gotten pretty good, like,
you mean you've
throwing stuff at you. Okay. So, you know. Try to be accurate when I can. You know.
Let's throw a trivia question out there first.
We have a trivia question to throw out?
Yes, and the caller will win a free gym membership to Anytime Fitness. And at the end of the show, we will have a drawing for a $10 Visa or whatever the credit card is off at Texas Roadhouse. So here's the trivia question.
Okay.
Trivia question number one. What was the score of the first Iron Bowl, so to speak, the first time Auburn and Alabama met? What was the score of that game?
Okay, if you think you know, or if you really do know, call us at 272-9228. We've got that. What did you say? It's a membership for a month at Anytime Fitness.
Right. That's the way to start the year off right.
That's right.
Anytime you need fitness.
Yes, you know,
Anytime Fitness.
I got my little key fob here somewhere.
There you go.
I need to use it.
You've already been losing a lot of weight, man. It's working for you.
Yeah, I'm just shadowing my former self.
There you go. So if any of you know the trivia question, please give us a call. And by the way, the candy that was sent to me from California, thank you very much for the extra 5 pounds. It was real good.
I never got any of that candy. I don't know if you're trying to look out for me or not.
It's really good. It was really good candy.
Because, you know, I do my Wilford Brimley impression all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetes. You know, and
So thank you, Janice.
Is she here in town or did she?
I don't know. I don't have her California number. Janice, I don't have your California number. Give me a call at 279-7431. Leave me your number so I can thank you. And I would like to get some more of that candy. So it's so good.
It was C's candy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was what happened?
We got a call here.
We got a call. Trivia question.
You never know. What's your
name? All right.
Okay, I've got, there we go.
And your number?
Like I still have his
okay.
Mic on.
In the meantime, I want to ask a question to the couple that is a mixed marriage. Have you guys ever had an argument over the Iron Bowl? Like a really knockdown, drag out argument? Or do y'all just like agree to disagree and everything's good? Or maybe a bad call and you argue about it? Or
you ever had to sleep on the couch? Or in the yard?
Well, he's getting more direct.
Well, not that bad, but. But what was it, the last second kick deal? Now, that didn't go real pretty. Well, we were up in Illinois for a vacation at that time and with the family at the Thanksgiving. And, that kick, the last second kick where they ran it back, there was a lot of...
Kick six, and that's what they commonly call it.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was.
Is that the one where they say, give me a second?
I hated it. There was like 1 second left on the clock, and
lots of jeering, and
I know lots of tackles trying to run 100 yards in 10 seconds
and not having any luck at all. Hey, we've got Martin. Boy, those words are little on that screen there. Martin's on the phone. Let's go see what Martin's got. Martin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're my favorite, Martin. You know that, don't you?
Thank you.
Okay, now, are you calling about the trivia question?
I am.
Okay, so, Martin, I believe the trivia question was, what was the score of the very first meeting between Alabama and Auburn? I don't even know when that would have been. 1920,
yes.
I guess.
It was in 1883
wow.
or something, but the score was 32-22.
Who was 32?
Alabama.
Yeah, I know. Auburn ain't up. Okay.
Well, they were all just back from the Civil War, and they hadn't played, so I guess that was...
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot of history there. I am a huge Roll Tide fan.
Roll
Tide. Roll Tide all the way, but, history tells us that was our first meeting.
All right. Well, did Grasshopper get all your information?
Yeah. Do you have his address just in case he gets it? Always get the address, Grasshopper. That way we don't have to call him back.
Yeah. Hang on a minute.
Hang on. He's going to get your address, your name, everything.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Martin.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
He didn't come in from outer space, did he?
I don't know. He could.
Okay. It sounded like he was very knowledgeable.
I think he's from the Elmore Retirement Home, if he remembers that game back then.
Were you at the game, Martin? Did you? You have any souvenirs from the game?
Yeah. All right. Next trivial question.
Oh, you got more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. How about that?
Where was that game played?
On a football field.
There you go.
That's all I got, man.
Roll Tide. Okay.
So if you know the answer, where was that game? Was it 1880 what?
1893.
Well,
man, you took my third question away. Well, I'll never answer it.
I think he said it.
He said 1883. He was wrong.
Oh, he got it wrong.
That's okay.
Okay. Anyway, if you know the answer to the question, and I don't remember the question. What was the question?
First Iron Bowl.
It wasn't called an Iron Bowl back then. Yeah.
They called it the first bowl.
The first game.
The bowl.
The first meeting.
They called it the Lincoln Bowl after the late Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. And the name of this show is Cooperation.
Yes, you have to cooperate.
And, you know, there's all kinds of things that couples want to talk about, you know, but it's very stressful, especially if it's about football in the Iron Bowl. Mm-hmm. But it can be stressful if it's about money, you know. You know, you got the money, honey, I got the time kind of thing, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's better to have an awkward or stressful conversation now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like that, what was that? Give me a second thing. you know, Social Security and how to file for it, when to file, you know, to making all those decisions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you're going to take it. So you got to talk with your spouse about all these things because you got to be on the same line, not the same football sideline. Maybe you're on one side and they're on the other, but when it comes to retirement, you got to meet on the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
You got to meet on the 50-yard line. That's where you got to meet.
When it equity comes to, there, you know.
Yes, there's equity on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have another caller? No, I don't guess we do. So where was the game played? That's the name of the
Where
question.
Was the game played in whatever year that was?
You already...
I wonder if football games were like they are now. Did they have cheerleaders?
I don't know.
And did they have the mascots with the tiger, the elephant, I don't know.
I know they had a lot more headaches.
Yeah, because they probably didn't have any helmets or pads or anything like that.
I think Auburn did, though. Didn't they have them cow udder cups on their heads back then when they first started?
They may have had
buckles. Uh-oh. We're going to get a call on that one.
The first shot has been fired. They may have buckets on their heads, all of them, you know. Bucket heads.
Oat pails.
Yeah. Of course, you know, the early helmets were made out of leather.
He's kind of right.
I don't think it offered much protection at all.
Not much.
I read that they were actually planning on banning football back in the 20s.
Yeah.
Because it had become so rough.
Yeah, I could see that, you know, because Auburn didn't want to kill their cows to get the leather to make the helmets with, so...
Oh, he's hot.
Uh-oh.
He's on a roll.
Are you going to be sleeping on the couch tonight?
He's going to be sleeping in the car, man.
And you're going to be working.
Roll Tide.
Anyhow, Franklin Roosevelt, I'm not Franklin, but Theodore, brought him in. The president.
That's the guy with the thick glasses.
Yeah, bully. Anyway, he brought him in and said, look, we got to come up with something where this is not so. I mean, people getting killed playing this game.
I know.
And that's when they came up with the forward pass.
Get rid of it.
Yeah,
huh?
they didn't throw the ball before then. They just gave it to somebody and piled up, and that kind of revolutionized the game.
Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, it's really progressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and sometimes, you know, you're sitting there watching them play, and they run up the middle and don't make it to the line of scrimmage, and you say, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, come up with that forward pass thing. You might ought to try it. That's why I'm yelling at the TV a lot.
I get it. Well, you know, I would like to see the option come back a little more. I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the good old 80s,
mm-hmm.
Coach Bear Bryant, Shug Jordan, all of them, you know, and Nebraska Cornhuskers and Oklahoma Sooners and all of them, they loved that option.
And I wish I had gotten this. I didn't do it. I fell down on my job a little bit, but whenever I think about Bear Bryant, you know, you think about football, but the first thing pops into my mind is, I sure wish I'd call my mama.
Mama called home.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He did the commercial for, I think it was AT&T. And
mm-hmm.
I think that was the deal. When the boys come in to school, first thing to do is make them call their mama.
Well, that's a good idea.
And then call your mama.
Yeah. You know, they got that television show come on public TV called Mama Called Home or A Call Home to Mama or whatever it was about Bear Bryant. Whenever Alabama called him, Mama called him. He
uh-huh.
left Texas A&M and came home.
Oh, that's exactly right. And they used to eat golden flake potato chips and drink them little Cokes out of the little bottles when they were doing the TV show.
That brings up the next thing about money.
Ah, there's another thing about money.
The earning history of couples, why is that important? Just like it was important when Mama called home,
uh-huh.
or he called Mama home or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mama called him home, I think is what
it was. Yeah, there you go.
You know, the spouse that has the higher earnings history will also leave behind a higher widow's benefit. So, this is one of the things you need to know, even though you guys may not agree on the iron bow, is that the longer you hold off for, you know, say, for like you, Rick, the longer you hold off, the more that beautiful wife from Auburn gets to draw if something happens to you. So
we got
this is some information.
We got Barry on line one.
Barry on the line, okay.
Barry on the line. Barry, you on the line there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Barry, you calling about the trivia question?
Oh, I am.
Okay, you want to throw it out there one more time, David?
Yeah, where was this game played, the first meeting?
It was in Birmingham.
Yeah,
what you want?
It was in Birmingham, but I need a little more where it was in Birmingham. Where in Birmingham was it? It was not in Legion Field because
it
didn't exist.
The Galleria.
The Galleria, in the middle of the Galleria.
They had it in the Galleria. And
it was,
they had the halftime.
Oh, it was that.
Lakeview Park.
Yes, Lakeview Park.
He got it.
He got it. Yes.
I was going to say they stopped at halftime and went to the food court, but
I think Lakeview.
Yeah, I went to the.
Go ahead.
I went to the game when it was 17-16 in Legion Field.
You did. Did you find a good place to park? Because when we went there, we always had to park in somebody's yard.
Yes, we parked in a little fenced-in area that a guy knew about. You know, we had to pay him, I think it was like $10 back then.
I know, it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Back then, $10 was like $50 now.
I wonder if everybody back in the first game had to park their mule and wagon somewhere, and it was like, you can park my yard for a nickel.
And there you go, inflation in action, $50 now, $10. Same thing with the tickets. Tickets were cheap back then.
Yeah. What did it cost Auburn to tie their horses up?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And you're saying they're still doing that is what it is?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not helping.
I'm not getting into this.
The student tickets was only $1 back then.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, now they're like, $50 or something?
$30? I'm not sure. I know they're high.
Yeah. Well, maybe somebody will call in and let us know.
Okay.
We know inflation is into play there. We know that.
Yeah, I had a... Well, the funny thing about that game was, you know, Auburn was behind, you know, at 16-3. And then, of course, Alabama folks ragging on pretty good. And then when they kicked that, you know, blocked the first punt, you know, they calmed down a little bit. But then they started back up. Then when he blocked the second punt, got ahead. you just seen fire started breaking out everywhere.
Oh my gosh,
that's like part of the game.
And I guess there was someone said I'd rather fight than switch. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
And they all lit up a cigarette. And hey, Barry, I'm sorry, I lost my mind there. Thanks for calling in. And
thank you.
Grasshopper got all your information and
you got your address in case you win the big prize.
Oh, I don't know if he didn't get my address. I just give my
all right, we'll put you back on hold. We got to get your address. Hold.
All right, thanks a lot now.
Name and address.
All right, now we've got
phone number two.
We've got Crawdad on the line here.
All right.
See what Crawdad's up to. Crawdad, you there?
Hey, David, I had a quick question. I talked to you once when you said something about me getting the Pocarelli's as one of the prizes. I forgot what I was supposed to do to get that Pocarelli's pizza prize.
How long ago was that?
What, a week ago?
Okay. Just call Rachel. At
Rachel, that was the name. Yeah. Thank you much.
And tell her that you wanted a week ago because right now we're...
in the middle of holidays. See, I was thinking the pizza would make a really good Thanksgiving dinner,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just make sure she knows you wanted a week ago.
Of course, yes, at the first Thanksgiving, they were cooking and they're yelling out, y'all want some pizza? No, turkey? Okay, all right. And so
I was fixing to say turkey pizza. You don't have a choice. You know, with cranberry dressing,
that
too.
Could be pretty good. That
might be good.
Hey, Crawdaddy.
Yes, sir.
Roll Tide, brother.
No.
Come on.
Wrong,
War Eagle.
Oh,
come on.
He's picking a fight with the listeners now,
Uh-oh.
Yeah, thanks, thanks, Crawdad.
Enjoy your pizza, Crawdad.
Oh, don't go yet. I got a quickie for you.
Oh, okay.
You guys love to tell jokes, and you were talking about economics and how money's changing over time. I'll make this real fast because I'm talking. This old farmer, sharecropper, and his wife used to go to State Fair every year, and there was a nice plane up there. He wanted to go for a ride in that biplane. He'd get up there, and the biplane was $5, right?
That's pretty pricey.
Yeah, and the wife would say, she'd frown at him and say, no, Henry, you're not getting up in that plane, not $5. That's too much money. Well, years went on. The biplane was still coming to the fair. They were getting them up in years, and the wife finally consented. He says, the pilot says, I tell you what, if you and the missus can get in that one seat and I do a loop-de-loop and she doesn't scream, you ride for free. So up they go. All right, sideways, left, right, loop-de-loop, loop-de-loop. She didn't scream or holler or nothing. He lands. He looks back, and the wife is gone. Looks at the farmer, the sharecropper. He says, where'd your missus go? He said, she fell out on that first loop-de-loop. He goes, why didn't you say something? He said, $5 is $5.
There you go. Well, we're not going to cross that bridge.
That
is one way to look at it.
Yeah, $5 is $5.
When it comes to Social Security, I've seen some pretty bad situations.
And you said these annuities are hitting 10% plus bonuses?
Yeah, on the one I'm using. Yeah, the one I'm using, it hit 10.15. Plus a bonus, stuff that was back like a week or two ago. It was a year coming into a year. It does do that every year. You know, that's spectacular.
What do you do with the interest earned on that? Just parlay that back into more investing?
It stays in there, or we might pull it out and get another bonus on some of it. It depends on, you know, the situation. Depends on whether you might have to take an RMD or some of it. You know, it depends on a lot of different things. But
you got me definitely interested. My friends are listening, too. So
wonderful.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Yes,
give me a call at 279-7431. That's 279-7431 if you're interested in what he was just talking about. Investing money in a safe mode way.
And if you'd like to talk to David right now, 272-9228, give him a call. And do we have any more trivia questions?
How many people?
How many people?
Approximately how many people were attending the first Alabama-Auburn game in Lakeview Park in Birmingham, Alabama in 1893?
Okay. So
and what was the month?
Oh, man.
What month in 1893 and how many people?
Okay. So if you think you know that, 272-9228. And I got a question for our we never did say. It's Rick and Frida.
That's right.
I don't know why we didn't. So we know who they are, but it's good that you know.
Yeah.
And you guys married 25 years.
That's right.
So now you knew, did you know going into this that this was going to be a mixed marriage, that you were a Alabama fan and she was an Auburn fan?
But I didn't hold that against him.
Oh, okay.
He's a pretty nice fella.
He really is.
Yeah.
All right.
She'd overlooked that.
Despite what he's showing today.
Okay, so now.
But he's going to pay dearly when he gets home for this.
So what about the kids now? How are they situated with this?
Well, we have mixed children as well.
Uh-huh.
His son is Auburn. His daughter, I believe, is
Auburn
as well.
Uh-huh.
And then our daughter, up until about fifth grade, she was an Auburn fan. And then somehow or another, she converted.
I bet he gave
her. She has come to the light.
There you go.
You say. Roll Tide.
I bet he gave her a lot of money or something.
I believe there might have been a bribe involved.
You think so?
Come to the light. Come to the light. It's okay.
Okay. So now, when
don't retreat. Come to the light.
When the game rolls around, because you guys are pretty famous for putting on dues, you know, kind of things like little parties and stuff. And I'm sure that, I don't know if you're doing it this year, but I'm sure that there have been years past that you guys did like a Iron Bowl party. So I'm sure there's going to be like Auburn fans and Alabama fans.
Right.
Now, ever had any fisticuffs break out, gunfire, anything?
We're pretty good about keeping it classy and respecting boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Is there a disclaimer people have to sign when they come in, or some sort of a?
Not particularly.
Uh-huh.
It's an equal ribbing amongst everybody.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, and mostly most of our fall was up in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And I'd have to say that Illinois was, seeing as how they don't really have a football program, they rooted for Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of more one-sided that way.
Uh-huh.
But
well,
our family Thanksgivings was up north.
Well,
up
we in we lived up in Spokane, Washington for a couple of years. I was on the radio up there.
Mm.
And they have no concept of the Iron Bowl, Auburn, Alabama. They just, they have no idea. Their big thing is basketball. So we were pretty much on our own up there when the Iron Bowl rolled around. But it's something. It does transcend states. I mean, all over in Georgia, they know about it, and all around our surrounding states and everything. But so is there any weird story you can tell about a certain game, anything, any?
Well, the one in my past,
uh-huh,
was, because I'm originally from Springfield, Illinois,
uh-huh,
was, I don't know if it's a trivia question or not, but the last game they played was against an Illinois team. Illinois is known for basketball, not, mm-hmm, football, so it was a shock to them that they would be in a bowl game and actually playing Alabama.
Right.
And I had the benefit of being up there for that game, and Alabama beat Illinois up there, so that kind of got Alabama on the map with Illinois, and then people started following Alabama, and I guess it's a mixed match up there on Auburn fans and Alabama also, because they're not really in the mix for being known for football, mm-hmm, up in Illinois, more basketball.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Freda?
I don't have any really special stories, but I will say I have immense respect for the Alabama team. They have a great coach. They have a great program. And I'm one of the Auburn fans that really admires great football. And I think Alabama does not rest on their wins, and I really respect that. And I really want, regardless of who plays, I want the win to be in our state. And I know maybe that goes outside of what a lot of fans would like to see. There are some diehard fans who, you know, they'll be Auburn all the way no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But my mindset is regardless of who's playing, if we can't bring it home, then I want Alabama to do that because they represent our state.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like me and Donna, we're sitting there, and when Auburn's playing somebody else, we're all about Auburn. We want them to win. When Alabama's playing, we want them to win. But when they play each other, well, I got to tell you now, we're kind of on the Alabama side. I'm sorry.
Well, most of the time I am as well. But now, if Alabama's up for a championship and we aren't,
uh-huh,
I have been known to root for Alabama.
They might come take your card. You better be careful how you say that.
I know. But again, it's state above all else.
So now, David.
Yes,
you got any big plans for this Saturday? Y'all doing like a tailgate thing? Y'all doing chicken wings, and are y'all just?
We'll just have family there watching the game, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we have a mixed family. In other words, we have son-in-law and my daughter. They're Auburn fans.
Mm-hmm.
My son, my wife, and I are Alabama fans. But I'm sort of like Freda there. I pull for Auburn when they're not playing Alabama,
mm-hmm,
99.9% of the time. That's the way I grew up, okay? When I came to Montgomery, I got really my eyes opened to about...
You got woke? Is that what you're saying?
I got woke up. They shook me up. About, you know, some people don't like that. Well, you know, it's okay. It's whatever you like. But, you know, my wife came from Birmingham, and her dad was a diehard Alabama fan. And that's back, you know, I remember when Shook Jordan and Bear were in there, and we'd go down to Legion Field, and we'd, you know, watch games and stuff like that, and, you know... But he didn't like it that I pulled for Auburn whenever they weren't playing Alabama. I was accused of not being a true Alabama fan, but I really am.
I've heard
I
that.
Really am. I really am a true Alabama.
That's rampant on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have to agree on that, you know, as to an Alabama team to represent us in the country is good, you know, and you have to support Alabama as a state because it says so much about us on the quality of everybody in Alabama and on the football programs and that they represent the state. So you get a lot of them that are just, you know, I call it too much one way or the other way, you know. But, yeah, I lean Alabama, root Alabama all the time. But during the Darth Vader dark years, you know, it's like, you know, Auburn had its shining day then, and you had to support them when they were on their high. So,
well, I'm heading into another question here. Nick Saban. Nick's been there how many years now?
Oh, what is it? 7 to 10.
Yeah, he's done great things now. But the let's go back to the Mississippi State game. Do you think they left Tua in too long? Should he have been taken out earlier? I mean, they had the fifth string in there. They pretty much were taking people out of the crowd, letting them play, and then Tua gets hurt. So, do you think they left him in too long?
I think it was just a freak thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it wouldn't have mattered.
Exactly, my opinion, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Because he wanted to play and wanted to go back in, and you only refine your skills as much as you compete against somebody that's actually competing against you hard, and you're not going to find that in practice. So that was their last drill, just to have that all in. And stuff happens. And just like I say, we call it act of God, you know.
Yeah.
It's just one of them things that happen, and if not, it could have been a blessing. It might have been the first thing that happened, you know, in the next game.
Now, Freddie, you were nodding your head. Did you have something there? Did you have an opposing viewpoint, or what do you think?
Well, I share Rick's opinion, but on a different mindset, I guess. I think he was already compromised. He'd already had previous injuries, and I think the other team knew that and they exploited that.
Really? Wow. Because. I mean, you saw it. How many times did they show it again? And he went down hard.
I don't
care which angle they showed it from.
Yeah.
It kind of made you hurt a little bit.
It just shows you that football can be a rough sport, even with all that equipment they have. And we still have a trivia question out there. Approximately how many people came to the first Alabama-Auburn game, and what month was it played in 1893? So if you want to call in for a potential, you'll get a free membership for calling in to Anytime Fitness for a month. But you'll also be put in the drawing for a $10 credit card that'll be mailed to you, or you can pick it up to Texas Roadhouse, and that's a great steak. But anyway... Anyway, getting back to this show, what was the last question?
Last trivia question?
Yeah, no. What were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about Tua and I tell you what, you know, it's something along the lines of a pageantry kind of thing when you see these games. It doesn't have to be the Iron Bowl. I mean, it's just there's a lot of tradition, and you know, one tradition that I can think of is the Eagle, Nova. And I say Nova because that's the one that they just retired because the bird has some sort of a heart failure problem.
No.
Yeah, and they already have a replacement. But I haven't seen it. I'm surprised, but I'm pleasantly surprised because usually somebody's going to be hating on something like that. Mm. And this poor bird, you know, I think the bird was was injured when they found it. It had a broken wing, and they brought it in, nursed it back to health, and they decided not to release it back into the wild because of the injury, so they trained it to do this. And that's, you know, that's a pretty majestic thing to see that that eagle. As a matter of fact, game last year, didn't it land in, on somebody's arm or shoulder up in the stands? Now, I know this guy's got stories to tell. You know,
it's the ball game, and this eagle landed on my shoulder, man. I ain't seen it like in my life, man. They gave me like a free popcorn, man. It's cool.
And I don't know. Have y'all ever been real close to a bird like that? They're huge. Their claws are like my hand. And they're just big, you know, but they're predators.
Well, what better place than to go, you know, for an animal to be than Auburn, Alabama, where they have the most fantastic veterinary schools and research there in the country. And
that whole Raptor Center grew out of that, I think. You know, and of course, I'm waiting for the day when I look up and I see Big Al kind of just floating across the top of the thing. He comes, lands down there, of course. You know, Disney might get us for plagiarizing Dumbo. I don't know.
Might. But, you got to be careful.
But Big Al, if he comes flying in, you'll know. You know, just think about it like this. What happens when pigeons fly over?
So let's talk
what
about...
What happens if Big Al... Run for cover!
So Rick and Frieda, talking about money now, not Auburn, Alabama... Because this is a show about cooperation, and obviously you guys have shown that you do a real good job about the Iron Bow, even though I don't know. Is that a bruise on top of Rick's head? I don't know. But anyway, I mean, just notice
I get whopped a lot.
I get it. Yeah. So what about money? Do you guys ever, you know, like, do y'all have different arrangements? I don't want to put you on the spot here, you know, but if you want to elaborate anything about... like, you do your thing, she does her thing, y'all do it together, or you know, like, separate bank accounts, different ones or similar ones, or, you know, just talk about anything you want to, because I don't want to ask you a question you'd feel uncomfortable to ask, if you want to elaborate about it. Or is it just, you just want to say it's a smooth, smooth organization?
We work well together. We do split our family up as to, she handles her part and I handle my part. I have my finances... as I work and also retired here from Montgomery, and I have my responsibilities that I take care of.
You were a police officer for some years.
Yes, sir.
How long did you serve?
Just under 21 years.
Wow.
Amazing.
In Montgomery. So.
How about that?
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
We split that up, and she works, you know, she works and takes care of the family and the house and the certain part of the bills, and I handle the other part of the household financial, certain part of the bills, and she puts back through her 401k through work, and I put mine through back, and being a guest of the show here, yes, I have took advantage of David, and I have invested into the annuities program and have my stuff there, you know, waiting to ever become the day I can retire, but I guess that's the compromise factor, because I don't think she wants to compromise for me to actually retire. It's better for me to work and have my income still coming in so that she knows she's going to be patted on.
That was my next question.
Yeah. Plus, you're not around the house getting underfoot. You know,
interesting you say that, Rick, because, you know, that's a benefit of what we call a staggering retirement date. That was actually right here. You see it right there, staggering retirement date. There's a number of financial incentives, like higher Social Security, you know, lower health premiums because you're in the Medicare thing there, and all these, you know, and of course, me protecting you now since you brought it out that you're in from market volatility. So I took you out of that. So, you know, there's a lot of different things, but the other thing that's so unique about everybody that I sat down with when it comes to cooperation is what I'm calling it, is how they handle it. Each family unit is different. Sometimes we have a totalitarian, like a dictator. I don't get involved with the you know, who it is or what it is. And yes, I have seen the lady that was the dictator. Absolutely. I've seen the lady, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this. Yes, ma'am. You know, and I've seen it the other way around. But what I really like to see is cooperation. I don't like to see somebody hitting somebody over the head because their team lost or their team won or whatever, because we're in this thing together. We're in this state of Alabama. We're in this country where Trump's the president, we're all in this together in cooperation, whether it's staggering our retirement plan, which sounds like you're doing, Rick, which, yeah, by the way, will increase the widow's portion, because if you, you know, something happens to you, Rick, we don't want anything to happen. She didn't bring anything in here, any weird looking.
I don't know if she's, okay, I don't know if she's, I mean, packing.
She's getting
heat
some
or
ideas there. if anything happened.
That's a big old purse. Might be a cinder block in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The longer you work, you know, yeah, that's yeah, what we call a staggering retirement date. And it usually benefits the one who will live the longest, mm-hmm, you know. And a lot of times the men are doing it, but sometimes it's the woman. Mm-hmm. But interesting you say all that. And I'm glad to see that you guys are really cooperating with each other really well, especially when it comes to the Iron Bowl. Maybe you'll continue to live a little while longer, Rick.
Speaking that's of right, speaking
possibly,
of,
I have my doubts on that, but that's why she likes the Halloween stuff, you know. I think wants me to be the ghost on the shelf, you know.
Well, speaking of to work the Iron Bowl, I would like to once again run this. I mean, I put too much into it to just run it one time.
Oh, run it again.
It won't,
okay,
be any good.
It won't be any good anymore.
This is sort of our tribute to the Iron Bowl here on the Health and Wealth Show.
"'Twas the night before the game, and all through the South, the haters were a-hatin' and a-runnin' their mouths. From up there in Huntsville to down in Mobile, it's the same thing every year. Yeah, you know the deal. Coach Gus and Coach Nick were asleep in their beds, while visions of victory danced in their heads. And all round the state, all the fans were awaiting, 'cause they knew the dawn would bring hellacious tailgating. Hot dogs and burgers, chicken wings and ribs. Bring on the wet naps, bring on the bibs. All the fans were a-wearing their colors and hats. They knew soon they would drink more beer than you could shake a stick at. And with a bright flash, the dawn it soon came. It's time to get up. It's time for the game. Many were coming. They'd spent a pretty penny to make sure that on game day they'd be at Bryant-Denny. Alabama on one side, Auburn on the other. Is this gonna be a war? You bet your boots, brother. First the anthem, the coin toss. Now kickoff's at hand. And up rose a roar, the loudest roar in the land. The War Eagle was flying, the tide it would roll. It's time for the start of this year's Iron Bowl. Then up in the cheap seats, there came a strange sound. Everyone fell quiet, everyone turned around. And there in the nosebleed section, he stood all alone, laughing and happy like a dog with a bone. Everyone was confused. They didn't know what to do. Then someone yelled out,
"Ain't that Coach Ed from LSU?"
Coach Ed ran to the field, to the 50-yard mark. And then in that unmistakable bark, he yelled at both teams,
"No matter what you do here, remember, I beat both your asses this year."
Then he hitched up his britches and away he ran. Jumped over the mascots and got out through the concession stand. And we all heard him say, as butt he did haul,
"What I see in the locker room after the Bama game, that goes for both of y'all."
Uh-oh. Yeah. I notice, Rick, every time I get to that part about out through the concession stand, you kind of, you know where I got that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the streak, that's what it was.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
He got out through the concession stand.
Yeah, that reminds me of that show we had called The Naked Portfolio. Yeah, it's on our website there. You can watch it on the boob tube there, your television, if you've got a smart TV.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We're coming on. What's that?
Breaking news here.
The TV screen behind us, tragic news.
Uh-oh.
What is that? Out of Auburn. Tragic news.
Oh, no.
Oh. Three Auburn students have passed away.
Oh, no.
They were found drowned in a pond in the back of a truck. They couldn't figure out how to let the tailgate down.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, no. And we're going to get some phone calls for that one.
The beautiful thing about that is, though, you just change out.
You just
out.
Got slapped over the head, yeah. man. You
change out the school.
You're dead.
Change out
Roll
the school.
Roll Tide.
There you go.
Oh, that's man. It. Come on.
Get us all. Probably people, snipers waiting when we leave.
Oh, man.
Get that fat one. He's the one dead to pull him. You know.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we've got a few minutes left. We want to run. You'll do another trivia question?
Well, I still got one hanging out there.
Oh, we do?
I'm just going to make it real simple.
Mm-hmm.
For you Alabama and Auburn fans, uh-huh. This is a real simple one. How many people were in the crowd? And if you get it within 1,000, I'll give it to you. How many people approximately were in the crowd of the first Alabama-Auburn meet? If you guess it, I will give you a treat. Okay. How many were in the crowd when the first Alabama-Auburn team
Hey, David. Meet? Why don't you make it, try it a little simpler. What year was the last year Bear Bryant played in that last bowl game? What was that year? What year was the last Alabama game for Bear Bryant? Maybe you might get a caller on that one.
I think I know that.
A little bit
more. All right, we'll change it. What year was the last year mm-hmm. that Alabama played the Iron Bowl with
now,
Bear Bryant?
No. I know that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the Iron Bowl, but the last year Alabama, Bear Bryant played
coach.
For Alabama. Coach
oh,
for
okay,
Alabama.
There we go.
What
okay.
year was his last year for
okay,
that?
The last year. Well,
272-9228, and I was just looking at TV here, and the first lady was somewhere, and everybody's booing her. We have turned into a nation of just ne'er-do-wells. It's just
yeah.
They asked her to come, and she goes out there, and then they're booing her.
Oh yeah, well you know that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's just absolutely horrible.
Of course, it was Baltimore.
Yes,
so I think if
she had been in the South,
yeah.
no Alabama or Auburn fan would have done that.
I think if you're going to give
absolutely not.
No,
I think if you're going to give Maryland a
we're all together yeah. when it comes to this yeah. kind of stuff.
If you're going to give Maryland a suppository, I think you pretty much stick it in Baltimore.
That's it.
Baltimore. You know, they have a lot of complication up there. You know, they've got all kinds of, what is the roundabouts, where they go around mm-hmm. and around and all that
yeah.
stuff. It's wild and crazy stuff up there, man. Wild and crazy, the way they drive.
People hadn't figured out how to use those.
Well, they'll run over you if you don't know how to use them, is what I'm saying.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty hectic up there. It's fast. But
yes.
Alabama and Auburn run faster on the uh-huh. field.
Our country folks here wouldn't make it up there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it'd be rough.
272-9228, give us a call, and you could be a big winner.
Right. Just Rick's question. When did Bear Bryant have his last game, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I have another question for you. I don't think there's any food that's specific to each team. But what do you guys like to put together when you're having your big tailgate thing? And what do y'all like to have?
Rick's favorite food in the whole world is pizza.
Pizza. My life uh-huh. exists around
are you
pizza.
Are you a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
I'm a Mutant Ninja Turtle by no doubt. Pizzas. Pizza or
oh,
pizza or chicken?
I've just
pizza
remembered something about pizza.
Yeah?
Tonight, if you call Folklorelli's Pizza tonight, are on Sunday between 5 and 6 p.m. this following Sunday. Tonight or Sunday between 5 and 6 p.m., just tell them that you heard this on the radio, David Ernest and Rusty Show.
Uh-huh.
You will get 20% off. I know you guys probably, this would be for the late eaters tonight.
Uh-huh.
But if you call them right now and talk to Rachel, you'll get 20% off.
And a quick programming note, we're going to be off tomorrow and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some best of shows, and somebody showed me the number for Folklorelli's. It's 244-9464. So call them yeah. up and talk to Rachel. And one more thing, we've been talking about of all things here at Thanksgiving. We've been talking about the Halloween show. Well, it's in. It's ready to go. But there's some sort of a federal law that you have to have closed captioning for this thing. We've done that for all the shows. And the closed caption file has not returned yet, so it will not be on this Sunday morning.
They must have took off for the holiday.
It will be next Sunday morning at 5:30 on ABC 32.
That's right. But there will be a show on Sunday.
There'll be a show there. But
one of our older shows.
Right.
Yeah.
And 6:51 now. And, you know, this has been a lot of fun. This has been great.
Now, before we leave, mm-hmm. we have got to recognize age. People are getting older as we speak.
Yeah, this is
even
you.
People in Auburn are even Auburn fans.
This is you now. I'm not.
Even Auburn fans are getting older as we speak. Some of them, look pretty good.
I'm too frail to take a bump.
Some of them age well, even, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike us males, you know?
Yes. I want to say happy birthday, Frida. Oh. Happy birthday.
28 today, hey. Is that?
Sure, I'll go with that.
Okay. Yeah. Happy birthday to Frida.
Thank you.
Yes, you can call and get a 20% off Folklorelli's Pizza.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yes, tonight.
Boy, I know that just made her day right there.
Yeah,
but that is some good pizza, though.
It's really good.
Yes,
and,
it is.
So now, since your birthday is today, and we've got the Thanksgiving tomorrow, and then Black Friday, and then... the Iron Bowl, is this going to be like a week-long celebration, or what are you doing for your birthday? Is there going to be any...
he's got to wash the dishes for the whole week, I guess.
That's a great idea.
Uh-oh.
I'll actually be cooking tonight,
mm-hmm.
so that'll be a good idea. I'll have him clean.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry, Rick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah, so all the kids...
I get the animal control, you know, at the house. Uh-huh. I have to take care of her babies,
my
and
pets,
and cats, and animals, mm-hmm. and that's my existence is... taking care of the pets at the house. And
so all
that's
the kids,
a good existence.
All the kids coming in for Thanksgiving?
Yes, we'll get to uh-huh. see our children.
And you do the turkey and the dressing and the whole nine yards?
Yes, we
all
do.
All right, that sounds good. I saw something the other day I'm going to have. The only thing better than Thanksgiving dinner is Thanksgiving leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. I saw something the other day. Somebody had taken this big, like almost like a Subway bun roll, and they had made a turkey and dressing sandwich out of it. And I like the cranberry sauce on there and the gravy they make for it and everything. So that's my plan, is to have some leftovers.
Okay.
That is always great.
I mean, we got two or three call-ins. We need one more call in so we can put you in for the drawing of the steak $10 off at Texas Roadhouse. So if you'll call and tell us the year that Bear Bryant last coached a game at Stadium.
Excuse me.
At a bowl game, right? Was it a bowl game? Is that the?
It was a bowl game. Yes.
Okay.
If
you can call and tell us the last time he coached a bowl game, you will be in the drawing. But you'll get a free membership at Anytime Fitness. You call us right now at 272-9228 before we leave, and you'll get in the running there. So,
an interesting note on that also. As much as his life was engrossed in the sport and youth and college and football,
uh-huh.
after he retired, I believe he passed away within the year.
Yes.
He passed away when he was not there coaching and being with the youth and students and working
right.
with kids and people.
He died the same day my grandfather died. We were sitting over in a parking lot in Prattville. Donna and my, we weren't even married, were we?
I'm not going to say the year.
Are you listening to a different show? Okay, that's all right. Anyway.
Cooperation.
Yes.
Cooperation.
Well, she's doing her thing.
Where'd it go?
She's doing her thing. Yeah, I'm doing mine. But we were sitting in her car over there.
And, getting the Trump sticky over here.
And
right?
And I don't know if y'all remember Birdman from Y-102 Days. And
yes.
Somebody had written a poem about Bear Bryant and about him passing away, and we were listening to it on the radio. Of course, my grandfather had already passed earlier that morning, but that was I remember that well.
Yes,
and we do have somebody on the phone now.
Someone's going to give us that date, and then we can put the three in, and somebody will win a.
Uh-huh. Looks like Tim is on the phone. Pick up the phone.
Texas Roadhouse.
Tim, are you there?
I am.
Old Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Tim on the phone.
Are you calling for the trivia question?
Yes,
I am.
Do you know the answer?
Yes, do you know the answer?
Well, maybe I do, maybe I don't, but I'm thinking it's 1983.
No. Now, you're mighty close since we want to get this done before we go. You got another guess, maybe?
1982. Okay. Yeah, let's go with 1982.
Hey, you just won.
He's the trivia
question.
Over it.
All right. All right, Tim. Well, you're a big winner, and we appreciate it. Who you got in the Iron Bowl?
Alabama, of course.
Uh-oh. Roll Tide. Roll Tide,
all right.
Timmy.
All right.
Roll Tide.
And so Grasshopper got all your information?
Not his address.
Not his address. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
And all we appreciate you listening.
Thank you, Timmy.
All right. And it's about time for us to go. And I would like to just tell you one thing that I learned while being on the radio. I worked at a country station down in Dothan. And we were on 24 hours a day, and we didn't have the computers then, so we had somebody on live all the time. And the overnight guy got sick one night, and it was late, and I hated to call anybody, so I went in and worked overnight. I got some, you know, got some paperwork done, but I messed up, and I played a song. And I found out that if you ever want to... What, do you want to try to get the winner now?
Yeah. Okay. Plus I can put a little information in there.
Okay. Well, we're going to be running right on the top of the hour.
279-7431. Uh-huh. 279-7431. Call me if you have any questions about finances. We will have to call the winner, I guess, because we're about to run out of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But take it. Go with it.
I think he's about got it.
You think he's about got it?
Uh-huh.
And David Rusty, want to thank you on behalf of me and Fried and our family. Thanks for inviting us here and letting us share the evening with you before the Iron Bowl weekend. And thank you again for letting us come.
All right. Appreciate you coming in. It's a lot of fun. Okay. You got all the information you need now? All right. Somebody pick a name. Anybody. Who?
Give me a number between 1 and 3. Quick.
2.
That's between 1 and 3.
Yes.
That was right. That got that answer right.
Pretty much.
Hey, that's an Auburn fan there. Got that one right, buddy.
You got 2.1, maybe. That was about all you could.
1, 2. That's number 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get the cow to stop. 1, 2,
Barry Duck, you won the Texas Roadhouse.
Who?
Is that right? Barry Duck?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got the last name in there. Sorry about that.
Barry?
Barry.
I don't think anybody heard you.
Barry, you won... the Texas Roadhouse, and everyone else has won a Anytime Fitness.
Uh-huh.
Just call Anytime Fitness and tell them you won the month free. All of you won the Anytime Fitness. And anyone out there, call Fuccarelli's Pizza. It gets 20% off.
Okay, and thank I mean, you. we're right on top of it, but I'll tell you one thing.
Yes, sir.
If you want drunk people to call you up,
if you have not a fallen,
play this at 2 in the morning. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Angel flying too close to the ground.